that we picked up ammunition when we went out because the war was on then.
So the war started when you were going up the river?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So what was that like when you heard?
Well, we didn't do it in mind. I mean, but we had to go up to Montreal. That was halfway out, Montreal and Quebec City.
Yeah.
And we could see, because we couldn't pick up ammunition before that. You couldn't go on the inland waterways with it. Because you'd blow it up the whole, if something happened.
Yeah.
You'd blow up the whole river. I mean, it'd block anything. And we stayed there for 4 or 5 days, and we picked up depth charges. They were barreled, like a barrel. It was a barrel, but it was full of 300 pounds of dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a container that fits on the top, and it's pressurized. And if the pressure is 85, and when we go to any place particular, like on when we were coming out of the Great Lakes, we'd went way up with pressure, because if you hit something, you'd blow the smithereens, because it almost happened to us at one time. And, anyways, I'm sleeping one time on the ship. I wasn't watching it changing around. But then all of a sudden, a big boom goes. They had a gunner's mate. The gunner's mate takes care of all the guns and the equipment. You got a switch on the two switches on each side of the wing, and you pull it, and you put it back, and it drops a depth charge.
Okay.
And we were going up on the St. Lawrence River, and this nutcake, he had to check. He greased them, but then he sees how it goes. He dropped the depth charge.
In the middle of the river.
Right, we went past it, but right in the middle of the river. It was a small place up there. Well, it shook everybody out. We thought we all the lights went out, the bulb broke, and we was cleaning out an evaporator, because you have evaporators that make fresh water. And we thought we were gone, so